Chapter 8. The startled exclamation which broke from her, and the look of dismay which came into her face, afforded Sylvester malicious satisfaction. "Ah, how do you do?" he said affably.
What brings you here, sir?"
"Curiosity, ma'am. I saw the wreck on the road and guessed it to be Mr. Ord's curricle."
"Oh, you didn't... you are not..."
She stopped in some confusion, and then, as he looked up at her in bland inquiry, blurted out,
"You didn't come to find me?"
"Well, no," he answered apologetically. "I'm merely on my way to London. I'm afraid, Miss Marlowe, that you have been labouring under a misapprehension."
"Do you mean you were not going to make me an offer?" she demanded.
"You do favour the blunt style, don't you? Bluntly, then, ma'am, I was not." She was not at all offended, but said with a sigh of relief,
"Thank goodness! Not but what it is still excessively awkward. However, you are better than nobody, I suppose."
"Thank you."
"Well, when I heard you come in, I hoped you had been that odious ostler."
"What odious ostler?"
"The one who is employed here. Mrs. Scaling, she's the landlady, sent him off to Newbury to purchase provisions when she feared they might be snowed up here for weeks, perhaps, and he has not come back. His home is there, and Mrs. Scaling thinks he will make the snow an excuse for remaining there until it stops. And the thing is that he has taken the only horse she keeps. Tom won't hear of my trying if I can ride Trusty, and I own it would be a little difficult when there's no saddle and I'm not wearing my riding dress, and no one has ever ridden Trusty. True.